Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A major WWE title change was a last-minute decision, plus Logan Paul's babyface claws. We've got to talk about this. For Wednesday, April the 6th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I think things are about to go from bad to worse for the NXT champion.
You are correct, sir.
With ease to the cover. One, two, three. Here is your winner and the new NXT champion, Braun Breaker.
I said the Raw after WrestleMania tends to have a few special, unexpected moments, magical moments, if you will. And tonight, Braun Breaker capitalizing on his second chance.
That was Bron Breakker winning the NXT title in about 10 minutes on Raw this past Monday, ending Dolph Ziggler's reign as NXT champion. This was apparently a last-minute decision. So Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer said the following. On Saturday afternoon, I heard from someone who is close to folks in NXT, and they know a lot about what's going on there. They said, it looks like Dolph Ziggler is going to be champion for a while. This was Saturday. So then at Monday, at about 11:30 or so, I heard from several people that we're going to have an NXT title change on the show tonight. One person said NXT title change tonight, and the other person specified that it was going to be Bron Breakker defeating Dolph Ziggler to win the title back on Raw. Alvarez went on to say, I watched Raw and they do Bron Breakker and Dolph Ziggler and Bron beats Dolph and he wins the NXT title. He's the new champion. I continue watching the show. Then about 45 minutes later, they had a commercial for NXT. And the commercial for NXT, the whole commercial is about how Dolph Ziggler beat Bron Breakker and we're going to get the fallout on NXT, which oddly enough, they said tonight at 9. Now, it was tomorrow's commercial that they aired on the wrong day. And the commercial that they had been created with the idea that Ziggler was the champion. So, to unpack that, Bron Breakker beats Dolph Ziggler for the NXT title. And then later in the night, we have commercials running for NXT saying, find out what happened the night after. Find out what happened from Stand and Deliver, the fallout from Dolph Ziggler beating Bron Breakker, which adds to this theory that this was a very last minute decision, not even a theory, it's been backed up by sources apparently, that the decision to take the title off Dolph Ziggler was a lastminute.com one. Ross on the news video yesterday theorized that this could potentially be getting more eyes on the NXT product, doing an exciting title change for the NXT title will encourage people to see what happens the following night on NXT. We'll see how the ratings go for that one. Speaking of that NXT title match on Raw, Fightful Select reporting that the match itself was a real NXT takeover. Because he said, in a rare instance, NXT producers worked on that match. Shawn Michaels and Matt Bloom were contributing to the creative in that match. See, normally when they come over to Raw, they're kind of at the mercy of the Raw creative team. But Shawn and Matt from NXT had a say in this one.
Toxic Shock! This is it!
Into the cover! Attraction gets back their gold.
Here are your winners and the new NXT Women's Tag Team Champions, Toxic Attraction.
Well,
We'll stay with NXT, where last night we had another title change. This time, the NXT Women's Tag Titles go back to Toxic Attraction. Gigi Dolin and JC Jane defeating Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai with distraction from Mandy Rose, allowing Toxic Attraction to win by distraction. Back in the faction are the NXT Women's Tag Titles. A longer title reign for Kai and Gonzalez this time, slightly longer by a few extra hours. We also saw a debut last night. Well, technically, two people made their debuts last night.
Well, the Creed brothers say, wait!
Oh, here we go.
That's the former NXT UK Tag Team Champions.
Yes, it is. The cat is finally out of the bag. I know these English lads very well indeed.
NXT UK former tag team champions Pretty Deadly made their debut, attacking the Creed brothers. Turns out that Pretty Deadly have been the masked duo hunting down the Creed brothers lately. They unmasked and revealed themselves as Pretty Deadly, but they have new names, as Sam Stoker is now Kit Wilson and Lewis Howley is Elton Prince. Now we know who the Elton Prince name belongs to. It belongs to Lewis Howley from Pretty Deadly. So Pretty Deadly, former NXT UK Tag Team Champions. They lost the belts to Mustache Mountain in December. And this is their big call-up. Good luck to them. Good luck to them.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Samoa Joe will make his AEW debut tonight on Dynamite. Tony Khan revealed that the Owen Hart Foundation Men's Tournament will get underway with the qualifier tonight featuring Samoa Joe facing Max Caster. Joe immediately in the mix for the Owen Hart Tournament. Potential Owen Hart Cup winner, Samoa Joe, if he gets past Max Caster tonight.
Unbelievable. I got to win. I got to win something. This is great.
But I do have to ask what happened after the match.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about where did that come from?
I think it's equivalent to Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. I'm still processing why Miz betrayed me. To be honest with you, if I had to guess, he's probably jealous. I was doing flips. I went off the top rope. I was doing cool. Put quite simply, he's obviously not capable of doing that. He's older. He's a little thicker. I'm nimble. I'm young. I'm spry. He just doesn't have it like me, and I think he got jealous and decided to turn on me.
Is there anything you want to say to him?
I mean, it's like bad. Like, f*** you, Miz. F*** you so hard. Yeah, that's it. F*** you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Congrats on the win.
Yeah.
Right. Dave Meltzer on the Wrestling Observer had a chat about Logan Paul and his match at WrestleMania, and he said the following. You know, they did that thing with Logan Paul and The Miz at the end of their WrestleMania match that we couldn't understand. He's, of course, talking about The Miz attacking Logan Paul with a skull-crushing finale. Dave Meltzer says they did that because when they made the deal with Logan Paul to do this angle, part of the deal was when you're done with this angle, you're going to be a babyface. That was negotiated into the deal. I guess that's why he was a babyface the first time too, when he was at WrestleMania 37. So Logan Paul has has part of his deal in his WWE contract. A clause within that is that he works as a babyface. I mean, you can write that in, sure. If the crowd go for it, that's a very different matter. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it is a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I had a lovely chat yesterday with OVW commentator Brian Kennison. Love Brian. Really fun guy. Used to work as a stand-up comedian around the Louisville area and sort of gravitated into OVW. His story of how he got into OVW is a story I think that anybody that is aspiring to get into wrestling should hear. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I really want to get into the wrestling, I really want to get in as like a commentator or something like that, you've got to listen to Brian's episode of Desert Island Graps later. I believe it'll be very, very inspiring. Brian's a lovely guy as well. Great to have a chat with him. He's on Desert Island Graps a little later on today. You had a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review drop just the other day as well, in case you missed it. Jack Atkins and I are talking about the Raw Bowl from 1996. Remember the Raw Bowl? It was their attempt at wrestling / American football. That was it was quite the time. We go deep diving into that on the podcast feed as well. YouTube.com/Cultaholic, now available. Night 2 reactions from Ross and Andrew to WrestleMania. Do we have a brand new Cultaholic heavyweight champion? Well, you'll have to watch and find out. In case you don't already know what the score is, you can watch tonight the cut reactions, from Ross and Andrew at youtube.com/Cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.